AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It's over. Recounts in the recently concluded presidential election came to an end today in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, with Donald Trump being certified the winner in both states.
Election officials have certified the vote. Donald Trump was the winner on election night, and he remains the winner with only a difference of 131 votes in the margin that he got over Hillary Clinton.
AP correspondent Scott Bauer reports a federal judge issued a stinging rejection of a Green Party-backed request to recount paper ballots in Pennsylvania's presidential election and scan some counties' election systems for signs of hacking. Trump took to Twitter tonight to celebrate, saying the Dems and Green Party can now rest. Scam, tweeted Trump. The president-elect is ripping into the Pentagon's most expensive weapon system.
The F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program costs nearly $400 billion. Trump says that's out of control, and he's vowing to keep the program in check. But in a tweet, Trump did not say how. Lawmakers are likely to be wary of any efforts to cut the program, which generates tens of thousands of jobs in 45 states. F-35 maker Lockheed Martin saw its shares plummet after Trump's tweet, wiping out nearly $4 billion of Lockheed's market value, or roughly $29 million per character in the tweet. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A round of applause today at an Israeli airbase as the first two of 50 F-35s touched down. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Defense Secretary Ash Carter the Jewish state appreciates the U.S. commitment to Israel's security.
Israel is your best and your most reliable ally in the Middle East, in my opinion, beyond the Middle East. We will always remain so.
This is AP Radio News. Monday Night Football features two arch rivals, the New England Patriots and Baltimore Ravens. Pats quarterback Tom Brady was asked if he will be thinking about the game when the Ravens charge the Patriots with deflating footballs.
For me personally, the only thing that matters is what we do in a game. I think you just try to put everything aside, whether it was that or whether it was, you know, playoff game a couple years ago, whether it was a regular season game a couple years ago or championship games. I mean, none of those really matter.
Ravens linebacker Terrell Suggs is pumped up for tonight's game in Foxborough.
It's a big game this week. You know, we get to play on Monday night, and we're playing a good team. You know, they're ahead of their division. We're ahead of ours, so we got, another big game. So it's going to be fun.
The ball will be teed up and kicked off in a few minutes. On Wall Street, energy prices helped stocks to a mixed close today. The Dow was up 39, but the other two indices were down. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.